Patient's last name is Williams. First name is Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N. Date of visit is July 25. July 25. July 25, 2024. Next step paragraph, date of birth is July 8, 1984. Next step paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First step, it was in 2013. Patient was in Afghanistan. First step, patient was exposed to a vehicle-based IED. First up, it was a massive explosion, according to the patient. First up, it was from a vehicle. First up, a patient tells me the shock waves sent him to the ground. First up, he was blown to the ground. First up, he landed the ground with his head. First up, a patient tells me that he had a significant headache from that. First up, a patient tells me that I instantly have severe headache. First up, he has ringing in the ears. First up, a patient starts vomiting. First up, patient also have sensitivity to light and dizziness. First up, a patient tells me he was confused and disoriented. After that, first up, patient did not lose consciousness. First up, patient went on to continue his mission. First up, next up, patient tells me that now he has currently has significant headaches. First up, he has constant headache. First up, patient has ringing in the ears. First up, patient has poor memory. First up, patient has poor memory retention. First up, patient sensitive to light. First up, patient has dizziness. First up, patient has balance issues. First up, patient also feel agitated. First up, next paragraph. For patient is currently taking rizatriptan and fluoxetine. Next paragraph. For patient is currently not working. First up, he retired from the Marine Corps in December of 2023. First up, a patient was working as a facility manager. First up, he tells me that his symptoms are significantly affected his job. First up, patient has significant difficulty concentrating and focus. First up, a patient is not able to remember his task duties a lot. First up, the dizziness and ringing in the ears are affecting him to focus at work. First up, the dizziness also affected his concentration and focus at work. First up, patient has constant headaches at work. First up, patient has headaches when looking at a computer. So first up, next paragraph, this marks a genetic patient. Next patient, last name is... Next patient last name is T-E-R-R-E-L-L. First name is A-M-N-E-S-T-I. Date of visit is July 25, 2024. Next to paragraph, but date of service is July 25, 2024. Date of birth is June 18, 1992. Next to paragraph, patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in October of 2022. First up, patient was in Fairfield, California. First up, patient was driving. First up, patient tells me that a tow truck ran a stop sign. First up, she tells me that she was T-boned and hit by this tow truck. First up, a patient tells me that the airbag deployed. First up, the airbag hit her head. First up, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation after her head hit the airbag. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, a patient has seen the doctors, and she was diagnosed with concussion. First up, next paragraph, in September of 2023, comma, patient was in Fairfield, California. First up, a patient tells me that there was another vehicle that ran a stop sign and hit her car. First up, a patient tells me that her head hit the pillar in the car. First up, the airbag also deployed. First up, patient tells me that she hit her head and she has severe headache, confusion, the disorientation. First up, patient also have nausea, vomiting. First up, patient was severely dizzy. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, next breath. Patient currently having significant headaches. First up, she has migraine headaches almost every day. First up, patient also frequent nausea, vomiting. First up, patient has pressure in the face and the head. First up, patient has frequent dizziness. First up, patient has light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First up, patient has sleep insomnia issues. First up, patient is not able to sleep well at night. First up, patient is currently working as a medic at the Air Force. First up, a patient tells me that she's not able to perform patient care duties anymore. First up, her headaches, light sensitivity, and sound sensitivity are affecting his focus at work. First up, patient is not able to concentrate. First up, also patient has frequent headaches That is also other factoring is concentration and focus. The first step patient feel nausea and vomiting at work a lot. The first step patients able to only work 4 hours a day. First step next to paragraph, this marks a denotation.